Hello, friends. How are you? Are you still studying your business model? Don't worry, because at this lesson, lesson number 6, we are going to make a practical business model canvas.
That's right. Welcome. Welcome again. And today our lesson is going to be a little bit special.
But you have to have your lesson number 5 in front of you, because we are going to go back to what we saw the last lesson.
Mm-hmm. So, are you ready to start? Well, the lesson has the title, I've got a plan.
Have you got a plan?
Yes, it's true. All of us have got a plan, a business plan.
And we are going to make a practical model, a business model canvas. This is an example. At the end of the lesson, you'll have to make your own business model canvas with your idea. If you don't have your idea yet, don't worry. Once you have it, the next step is that one.
So let's start. And we begin, you remember the previous lesson, the first section was related to customer segments.
Yes, but first of all, we are going to tell you what our idea is.
Mm-hmm.
The example, for example, is a touristic activities.
Yes, imagine that you live in a place where you can put into practice the idea of having a business related to tourists.
Yes, and we are talking about sports, aquatic sports, mm-hmm. or even, for example, parasailing.
Yes, of course. Or even if you can think about other activities, it's a good idea.
All related to sports. So, the first thing we have to think about is which one are our customers? So, customer segment.
I'm thinking about, for example, adults. Do you think that children could be good customers for these activities? I think not at all.
I don't think so, because we are talking about adult people who likes practicing sports and even risk sports sometimes.
Or maybe adventure. They like adventure, so I'm thinking about adults. So
and young adults or older one?
Well, it depends on the physical appearance or even if you like or not, because sometimes we can find people, medium-age people, who like a lot these kind of activities.
The first thing we are going to write down is adults. So write down adults. What about gender?
Gender, it doesn't matter. Women, men. So we can write these as well. Women, men.
And another question. Are these activities suitable for tourism from abroad or for local tourists as well?
I don't like to put these kind of barriers, because if they like both, if both like local visitors or tourists from abroad, it doesn't matter.
Okay, so we are going to write down all kind of tourism. Or general tourism.
All kind of tourism or
general tourism. Okay, so now we have our customer segment. Now let's go to value offered.
Value offered.
What makes us different from the other stores or other services doing the same as us?
Mm-hmm. Why do you think that these customers are going to buy or to use your service?
For example, some common value offered are newness, high performance, ability to customize, brand, price, cost reduction, risk reduction. Which one are the best, the more suitable for you? For example, I can think about, we can offer free photos for all these activities, because normally when you make one of these activities, they take you, or you have to pay an extra charge for the photos. But if you have the photo free, well, that's something attractive.
Yes, maybe you're going to have more customers. Oh, now I'm thinking about, for example, offering water or juice free.
Or even you can offer a non-extra charge shuttle service.
All of these ideas are very good. And of course, have you written down them and think about other ideas if you want?
Now we are going to talk about the channel. We mean about the distribution of your service. Well, you may be thinking now, I'm going to distribute sports. We are talking about how letting the other people, how letting the tourism know about your service.
Okay, so now I'm thinking that I can visit some hotels, apartments, even restaurants, and then I can give my proposition.
Yes, because you have to ask yourself, how do your customer want to be rich? You can either have your own channels or partner with someone else. For example, you can advertise your product, your service at some hotels, restaurants, or even at the airport.
Think that these allow that the product is in the right place and time for purchasing by the consumer.
So channel, write down the channel that is most suitable for your purpose, for your service, for your product.
And please don't forget that today internet is very useful to spread your idea around the world.
You can use Google AdSense to advertise your product or service.
Good. And now we go to customer relationship.
We are talking for sure about the questions of how you get, keep and grow customers.
If we think about how to get customers, our question is, how do customers find out about you and make their initial purchase?
For example, you can advertise yourself at the hotels, as we already said, or maybe you are thinking in another way. Each way is fantastic if you get customers.
And related to how you keep customers, we can ask this. How do you keep customers? For example, excellent customer service might help keep customers.
And repeat again, they could end very, very happy about your service or about your product, and then they could even spread the word to the other people who is going to visit that place.
And how you grow customers?
That's related to the first, to the second one.
For example, you could send out a monthly newsletter to keep them informed about your latest products.
Products or service, or even if you have a new attraction, you can send them some information about it and even discounts.
But Adrian, I've got a question for you.
Okay, go ahead.
And what about if a client or a customer complained about our service or product?
Well, we have to treat our customer the best way we can and turn that complaint into a happiness. How?
But well, yes, how?
Giving them the opportunity to enjoy our product or service again. Sometimes we have to keep those customers who complain more than those who are happy with us.
Mm-hmm. More satisfied,
that's
you mean.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, more satisfied. So we have to give answer to all our customers, every one of them.
So now we go to revenue flows.
Where does the money come from?
Well, this is a very important question.
That's the key question, we could say.
In this building block, you state where your revenue is generated. And this might sound super simple, but it isn't.
Yes, of course, because you are actually trying to figure out what strategy you'll use to capture the most value for your customers.
Will customers simply pay a one-time fee? What do you think? Or will you have a monthly subscription fee?
Or even you have a brochure?
Mm-hmm.
And if you make alliances with all the service providers, you have to know that you have to share the money with them.
Mm, yes.
So you have to carve it crystal clear where does the money come from.
And now I'm thinking about our business. We are talking about touristic activities, sport activities, if you like to say this. And then in which way I would like to take the money from my customers before they practice these activities or they practice sport, or a little bit later when they have practiced these activities?
Do they pay you directly? Or do they pay at the hotel, or even they have a brochure from a touristic provider?
Or now that internet is in, maybe I'm thinking that internet is good because if they write their names, the activities they would like to practice, and even 1 week before, then I know how many people are going to practice this.
Of course, and you can plan yourself much better. So you have to keep that in mind too. Now let's go to the key resources.
This building block describes your most important strategic assets that are required to make your business model work.
We mean about, for example, physical, such as building. Do you need a building for your service?
Maybe. Yes, of course.
Vehicles. Are you going to use vehicles or are you going to hire them?
And we are thinking about tourists or a business for tourists who love water sport. So maybe we have to rent or hire a diving equipment or snorkeling equipment.
And if we are not a specialist, we need to hire someone to instruct our clients. So we are talking now about intellectual assets. We have physical, intellectual, and
but
now human too.
Human as well. Sometimes your people will be your most key resource. This is particularly true in creative and knowledge-intensive industries.
And what about financial, such as lines of credit, cash balances, loans? You have to keep everything in mind.
After the key resources, we go to the key activities.
We are talking about the most important strategic things you must do to make your business model work. Key activities should be directly relatable to your value offer.
In conclusion, when you are talking about key activities, you have to ask this question. What do you do every day to run your business model?
A very important question. And very important is the next key that we are going to talk. We mean the key partners. Who are our partners?
Well, when I'm thinking about partners, I'm thinking about a list, or you have to list the partners that you can't do business without.
Yes, because you have to identify your company's key partners and this consists of important suppliers in your, for example, supply chain, or, for example, partners that can help you with your key activities.
What key activities are performed by these partners? This can be a question you have to ask yourself, or even you have to think about why your company works with these key partners and motivations behind them.
For example, imagine that you have a factory where you craft touristic souvenirs, but you don't have a physical store to sell them.
So, in which way can I sell these products?
Maybe you can sell those products to physical stores, and that stores can resell the products to the tourism.
Well, now, from key partners, we go to cost structure.
That means we have to ask the question, how much is going to cost me all of this?
You have to list your top cost by looking at activities and resources.
You have to gain profit from your product, so you have to keep in mind your cost structure. How does it cost, for example, to keep my company running?
Even you can ask yourself, what proportion of costs are fixed and variable?
So, with this model canvas, you are going to have a vision of your whole business. But that's not a plan. You need a plan. So, we go to the next page and we are going to talk about the business plan. The first thing you have to do is the model canvas, the business model canvas. But with this plan we are going to see now, we're going to have the whole vision of our mission.
So, how do I write a business plan? Well, taking into account the following steps or the following elements.
We are going to talk about strategy, mission, analysis, goals. So let's start with the first one. Look at the red rocket. We are launching our business, and the first thing we need to have crystal clear is our mission.
Mission. We have got a mission. Which one? When you're in a business, you have to earn money, of course. So we could say that the most important mission, or one of the most important mission in a business, is to earn money.
Earn money solving a problem. So, your mission is to establish how to solve a problem to your clients and, indeed, how to earn money. And for that, you need a very important step. So, let's go to the left.
To the left, and then we see that there is a written word, strategy.
You have to write a strategy to reach your clients. Who are your clients? To keep in mind which channel are you going to use. Are you going to sell your product online because you earn more money than if you have a physical store, or even you need a physical store because if you don't, you are not going to reach your clients. So you have to state very careful your strategy.
Adrian, when we are thinking about a strategy for a business plan, maybe we have to think about one word, that is research.
Yes, we have to research, and of course, research again.
Three times or four times at least.
Or five even. And that is clearly marked if we go to the right, because if we research and make conclusions, analyze the market. And what does it mean?
Well, when we are thinking about to analyze the market, we have to think about which kind of clients or customers we have to have, we want to have, or which competitors we have, or even which markets have you chosen?
That's why we said before, you have to research, research, and research, because research is the key to the success of your business. You have to know everything. Well, at least everything.
Yes, you have to know everything you can about your business.
Now let's go down to the left, because we are going to talk about business goals. You have to get them very, very clear, because your goals is the roadmap that provides direction to the success of your business.
But if you want to attract investors, your plan will have a different purpose, and you'll have to write a plan that targets them, so it will have to be as clear and concise as possible.
So your goals could be attract investors, or attract more clients, or even expand your business to another place. You have to have that goals, those goals, you have to get them very, very clear, because they are, again, the key to success.
Mm-hmm. You see, different goals, different strategies. And now we go to product service description.
Why, who, what, when? Why do I want to sell my product? Who I am going to sell my product? When am I going to sell my product? So you have to describe your activity, your product, your service, and why are you selling it?
And of course, you have to be in your mind what makes your business unique.
And for the last one, we have to talk, obviously, about financial information. Where does our money come from? Do we have a loan, for example? Are we going to attract investors? Are we planning our business to be scalable?
And remember, because of this expectation, investors want to know everything about your business.
And that's all about our business plan. But look now to the left, next to this strategy, because that's what we have to do, for example, every 3 months, or every 6 months, every 2 weeks, whatever you need. That is, look at your business plan. Does it work? Oh. How do I know if it works?
Well, if it works, it's because of money.
Yes, you are earning money. If it doesn't work, you are not earning money. You are losing it. So, if it doesn't work, what do you need to do? You need to revise your business plan.
Every business needs to have a written business plan.
Yes, and the important thing about this plan is what you are going to listen to now in that space named Did You Know That?
Did you know that? Your business plan is a living tool that you return to on a regular basis and update it as you learn more about your customers, sales, and marketing tactics. Your plan sets out the goals and helps you to track your progress and adjust the course as you go.
So, a business plan is vital for the success of your organization, whether it's to provide direction or attract investors.
And it is vital too to revise your plan every time you can, because if something is going wrong, you have to modify it in your business plan. And now, we are approaching the end of our lesson, and now it's time to listen to a quote and think about it.
Okay, think about the quote from Antoine de Saint-Exupéry.
A goal without a plan is just a wish.
What a short quote, but very intense.
Not only for a business or your business, but also
for your life.
So, a goal without a plan is just a maybe I could.
Mm-hmm. So, a wish.
Yes, and we have to change the maybe I could to yes, I am going to.
So, action. You need action. And of course, you need a business plan.
Now, it's time to say goodbye and see you at the next lesson.
Until the next lesson.